All right, let's talk through this. So, what did you just say to me?
I said absolutely nothing is working. Everything is
at the radio station.
Yes. But it's a beautiful day. Look at that. So I'm in a good mood.
I do see the clouds.
But absolutely nothing's working.
What's not working? What do you mean it's not working?
Well, this little computer said no. Exactly. It's been signing in for 5 minutes and it says 0% complete.
Oh, great.
For the last, like, I don't know, actually 10 minutes now.
Excellent.
Whatever.
About half the stuff that we have here is on some kind of timer.
Yeah.
Or they need to put in some kind of a code. Then you get a two-factor authentication.
Every 30 seconds. Yeah.
As if somebody's going to rush into the studio and take over our computer and do
take
something.
Over the radio station.
Right. It
and
makes
you know,
no
if
sense.
They did that, if they could get past us and we didn't know them and they see them and they took over the computer.
Good on them.
Yes.
Right.
I'm all on. That's awesome. Good on you.
But this stuff doesn't work.
No, nothing
works.
Yeah, yeah. It's like old school radio. Remember back in the 80s when nothing worked?
Oh, sure.
And then for a while in the 90s, it all did work. And we're back to that now.
Well, there's always a hint of it.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Always a hint of it.
But nevertheless, it's a beautiful, rainy, freezing
it
cold.
It sort of is. Yes, it's kind of cold.
The heater's not working in my car, I found.
Oh,
so that's fun. Yeah.
How about that?
I didn't know
that's
that. That's
just going to get more fun as we go.
Yeah. I haven't needed a heater in 3 years. So, you know.
Let's talk about today's show, shall
sure,
we?
Sure. I don't know what's going
if
on.
If things
but yeah.
work.
Uh-huh.
We're going to do Gimme 5.
Yes, that'll be fun.
5 songs in a row at 5 o'clock with
about
a theme.
Something, yeah. Oh, wait, hold on. Nope, we can't print it out. Oh, wait, I do have this one. Hold on a second.
Yeah, you know the theme, don't you?
That, theoretically, I do. It is. Oh, you hear that? That's a computer.
I do hear the beeping.
Tell. The word tell.
The word tell in the title?
Yeah. So, William, hit us up.
Okay. We'll do that at 5 o'clock. We have, there's a job offering.
Mm-hmm.
You can take a job.
Right.
You can make money.
Right.
By watching Christmas music movies on Hallmark.
Oh, I don't know if I could do that, even for a huge summer salary.
And I'm telling you, the salary would not get you there.
Really?
Would not get
but
you
But that
there.
Is a job that yep. exists in 2023.
Yes, it is.
I don't
yes.
suffer through some of those.
What's up with Florida on the
good
show
question.
Today? People
very
are
good
dumb
question.
On
that's
the show
fact.
Today. Yep. And $6,000 for the KLOS name game.
Yeah. Where's did our... You- Barbie lovers at. Those of you that had Barbies back in the day, step up.
We're going to give you another chance before 4 o'clock on 95.5 KLOS.
Monsieur Thorogood, a couple from him, including his Christmas song. You know, he's going to be doing the next KLOS live stage.
Love that.
Crazily, it's going to be happening on the 50th anniversary of the very first George Thorogood and the Destroyer show 50 years ago.
Wow.
To the day. So if you'd like to get in with that, Matt Penfield's going to be interviewing him. Marcy will be there doing they're going to play some music for us and everything. Stick around. We'll give you a whole bunch of details in just a couple of minutes about that.
People are dumb.
That's a fact, my friend.
People are dumb.
Yeah, baby.
When you're a dumb, Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
Bling.
It's a weird story. Ex-security guard accused of having sex with a corpse at Phoenix Hospital morgue.
Phoenix, Arizona?
Yep.
Ooh, they get a little warm over there. That's, wow.
A now former security guard at a Phoenix hospital is accused of having sex with a woman's corpse last month.
Yeah.
Officials confirmed 46-year-old Randall Bird was arrested on Tuesday.
Randy.
This happened at the Banner University Medical Center in Phoenix.
Banner day for them.
Police showed up to look at what's going on. Wait. Apparently, Bird worked as a security guard for the hospital.
How did they find out that anything was going on? She wasn't saying anything.
I'll give you the answer. She objected. According to police, security guards at this hospital are in charge of transporting dead bodies to the freezer
not
in the
anymore.
Morgue. Right. Which is an odd job to give a security guard.
You guys do it. We don't want
to. However, guards are not supposed to open the body bags.
Why?
Only place them in the freezer shelves.
Sure, okay.
The police checked the video surveillance, and it showed the 79-year-old victim's body arriving at the morgue on October 22nd.
When she's 79, I was thinking, oh, she must have been, it's just horrifying, but really hot or something. But she's not. She's 79.
Wait, what did you, how old did you think she was?
I don't know. I thought maybe she had passed away early, very early.
Oh, so you thought maybe she was like a hot 35-year-old?
18?
Oh, okay.
Something, you know.
Nope.
No, dude.
Nope.
Randy.
79-year-old.
Oh, man.
Woman was arrived at the morgue. Court documents say two witnesses arrived.
And will never eat or sleep again.
This is the answer to your question. Yeah. Two witnesses is how they found out.
Oh, okay.
Out.
All right.
They arrived at the morgue, but found the doors locked from the inside, which is unusual, which
sure.
I don't understand.
Right.
Because what doors are unlocked?
I mean, usually, why would you lock up the morgue? I mean, from the inside, you know. I mean, they're not getting out.
So. A light could be seen inside of the freezer.
And some soft music playing. No, that wasn't happening. She wasn't saying anything.
No, but he had it cranked. Let's be honest. And the freezer door was open.
Oh, no.
Did you hear that part?
Yep.
The freezer door was open.
Well, it was such a hot, steamy scene. He had to cool things off somehow.
So the witnesses walk up to the door and can see all the way into what's happening in there.
Oh, no.
What?
Has he got a date? Why is she on the slab? Why is the freezer door open? Why is she in a bag?
The two witnesses reportedly saw Bird inside the freezer. Where he was, quote, sweating profusely.
I'll bet he was.
And acting very nervous.
What? What's going on again? Hey, well, hey, you know, grandmas are hot. Have you ever noticed that? They're just, I don't know, something about them.
Apparently, he had removed his duty belt.
Duty belt.
And his zipper was open, and his uniform looked messy.
Oh, come on!
Investigators say the victim's body bag was unzipped, and she was facing down.
Oh, okay. I need to go home.
She's facing down.
No. Randy, I hate you. I don't know who the security guard named Randy is. I loathe you, sir.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Is he trying to get caught?
Buy her some flowers first. Something.
Dinner?
Dead flowers.
Sure.
Dinner.
Doesn't have to be good.
Embalming fluid. Buy her something. You know, I feel today a nice rainy. It's raining in Burbank right now, dude.
It is, yeah.
It's pouring rain.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Yeah. No, you love it. It's awesome.
You love it. It's the kind of thing that happens in Florida.
Oh, yeah. That's true. What's up with?
I'm fascinated by the last ditch move that people have. And most of the time, it's just running away. Like, right. You've tried everything, you've figured out everything, you've argued every angle, and you're out.
That seems like my life. That sounds familiar.
And run.
Right.
In North Miami Beach, Florida, a Florida woman found herself behind bars. She tried to pay for goods at Walmart with counterfeit bills.
Oh, no. And how counterfeit were they? How fake were they?
It doesn't say how fake they were. Her name is Zipporah Abraham, 38 years old. She was arrested and charged with third-degree grand theft and uttering forged bills after the incident. Apparently, she was trying to pay for it.
Yeah.
And the person at the counter caught it.
Right.
And they called the police.
So, like, I don't even need to run a pen over this. I can just see it's just right. The sight of Monopoly money,
yeah,
lady.
They don't make $17 bills. I don't know what's happening.
But it's just enough to pay.
The Walmart loss prevention officer was notified.
That's not the job you want.
No.
Especially in Florida.
And he ran over to the woman, and they said, this woman's paying with fake money.
Right.
She took the money, which they had given back to her.
Right.
And did what?
Wait, they gave her back the fake money?
Yes. Why would she had more? I don't know.
Oh, okay. She tried to pay with some other ones that she had.
She jammed it in her mouth and tried to eat it. The fake money.
I love her.
I'd get rid of the proof.
I've come round on her. I'm a huge fan.
Isn't that crazy?
I think there are certain members of the government have done things like that, eaten paper.
Trying to
right?
eat money?
Yeah, well, not money, but other incriminating paper.
Sure, that happens occasionally. But just imagine she's standing there and you're the prevention officer.
Right.
You're not a cop, but they're on the way.
Sure, yeah.
And she just takes the fake money and just jams it in her mouth and starts chewing it. Do you try and stop her?
Hell no. I don't want to get anywhere near that gob.
Right.
But, you know, the sad thing is, of course, there's no video. There's no way of ever proving that she shoved this fake money in her mouth and...
I assume that there's video.
That's
everywhere.
Right. I forgot what year it is. Yes.
Yes. I haven't seen the video of it yet.
Did she bring it back after she had passed it?
It doesn't say if they waited with a strainer.
Another job I don't want.
No information on that either. But that's what's up with Florida.
Yeah, Florida! Hey, that song just ended.
95.5
I wasn't listening.
KLOS,
were you listening?
Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
Have a seat.
Have a seat. You're going to be in the hot seat with Wally George on channel 56.
56, yes.
Yeah. Wow, I can't believe I remember that.
It is Fernando, our friend.
Hey, Fernando.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I shouldn't have said our friend yet. Because what we're
not
about,
after this,
bro. What we're about to find out is rough.
Yeah.
Here's the headline. Get paid $2,500 to watch Christmas movies? Here's how to sign up.
Well, I was just asking you how you feel about Christmas music. I can't imagine, Kevin, that you like Christmas movies.
As winter weather blows in, who doesn't want to curl up and watch Christmas movies?
Me.
Same. Fernando, who works here at the station.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
A should already get paid for this because
I love watching Hallmark Christmas movies.
What did you just say?
Yeah. I love watching Hallmark Christmas movies.
Whoa. Yay!
So, what? I've watched them for like the last 12 years, I would say.
Really?
What?
Every single one of them.
Were you in the hospital? What started you on this path to destruction, this road to hell?
It's the time of the year.
Yeah.
Do you just do heroin and sit back and let it wash over you? What? How does that work?
Well, it's a lot of drinking wine, I will say that. It's always on the weekends. I'm sitting there, and I probably down a good bottle of wine.
Okay.
Wine and a half, bottle and a half.
Yeah, but I do that, and I listen to some Pink Floyd records, man. I don't know.
The ad that they put out is they pay you, I think it's $500 or it's $2,000. I knew because Sluggo was looking at me like, I don't know how much you'd have to pay me.
Yeah, it would have to be. What? So is this something that you would be interested in, Fernando?
I'd do it. Absolutely.
It's $2,000 to watch.
Now.
Yeah, don't tell them that.
To watch 12 movies. Do you want to know what they are? And you can tell me if you've seen them.
Okay.
The Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Okay.
Crown for Christmas.
Yep.
What the hell is Crown for Christmas about, Fernando?
Having a baby? Which one?
Having a baby.
Oh, yeah. It's starting to crown.
The Nine Lives of Christmas.
Oh, I love that one.
Does that have a cat in it, I assume?
Oh, yeah. That one has Brandon Routh in it.
Yeah, but is there a cat?
There's multiple cats.
Oh, Christmas, all right. I might be able to watch
Christmas
that one.
Getaway.
Kevin would love that one with the cats.
I've seen that one, yeah.
Wow, really?
Journey Back to Christmas.
I'm pretty sure I've seen it.
Really?
Ghosts of Christmas Always.
Yes.
Listen, don't tell Hallmark you've seen these because they're going to.
Family for Christmas.
I think I've
seen that. Is that like
2015?
Yeah. Is that a cannibal movie? Sure, Family for Christmas?
Mm. Christmas Under Wraps, 2014. Oh, yeah.
Yep, I saw that one.
Three Wise Men and a Baby, 2022.
Oh, yeah, I love that one.
Sure.
That was last year.
You're just making up titles now, and he's just agreeing with
you. These are the 12.
I saw that one.
Three Wise Men and a Baby?
Yes.
A Royal Christmas, 2014.
Yep.
Also from 2014, North Pole.
Yep.
And the 12th one that you need to watch is The Christmas Train, 2017.
Yep.
You've already seen all 12.
Unbelievable.
They're offering.
In fact, I've already watched, like, I think 8 of them already now.
How many this year?
This year alone.
It's not even December yet.
They start showing them in July. There's Christmas in July.
Right, but you don't watch them in July, do you?
Yes, I do.
What? How does that
Christmas
not
in July?
Well, let me just ask you a follow-up, a serious one. How does it not ruin it when the Christmas time comes around because it's so not novel?
My house right now looks honestly like Santa just took a crap in it.
Okay.
Is that a good thing? I mean, it's very Christmassy is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Christmas goes up in October in my house.
Oh, is that right? So it's round a year kind of a thing?
I don't even take it down maybe until February.
Well, we kind of do that. We leave it up until late January. We start pretty early at our place.
I mean,
how many in these movies that you watched on Hallmark, how many murders are there usually in each one?
None.
I don't know that I can.
Now, that's a separate thing. That's after Christmas.
How many of them have the storyline?
There's three Hallmark channels, just so you know.
Oh, my God. Are there really?
There's the Movies and Mystery Hallmark channel.
Sure.
And then there's the Drama channel. So they all have the Christmas movies.
Wow.
And then there's the Porn channel. They have that, too. It's also known as the Christmas channel.
Yeah, on top of that, I also watch them on Lifetime, and they've got that Great American.
Wow.
You need a life, dude.
No, or maybe you're just very angry and this is how you release that tension. And
look where I work.
That's a good point. That's a good point. All right, well, listen, I'm going to hook you up with this because you could get money for it.
Yeah, dude.
For stuff you've already
seen.
I should
make you guys sit there and watch a Hallmark.
Oh, my God. I don't think there's enough money.
Catch Me If You Claws. That was a
Catch Me If You Claws.
Go to hell.
Take off of Catch Me If You Can.
There's not enough alcohol in the world for that. Wow. All right, you're the best. Thank you for coming.
Yeah, Fernando, thank you. You're a brave man to be able to watch those films.
We want to take calls from you about good Christmas movies that you like.
Is there, in fact, such a thing?
Yes.
818-955-KLOS. Fernando says there is.
I have a top five I'll give you in a second.
Really?
Christmas movies that I like.
Really?
A lot, yes.
Okay, all right.
None of them are on Hallmark. 818-955-KLOS.
Aha, so now they're starting to pay people to watch Hallmark Christmas movies.
That's correct.
They have to pay them to watch.
All right, we're talking about Christmas movies. Mm-hmm. And I want to remind you of something that happened last year, Sluggo, that there's no way you'll remember.
Okay.
And that is that I got you and your wife to watch Spirited.
I did not remember that until you just started saying it right this second.
Will Ferrell and Ryan Reynolds.
And it's a damn musical.
It's a musical.
It was a musical.
And
we really liked it.
Same.
Yeah, it was really good.
I was very surprised that I liked it as well.
Now, it wasn't as good as Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special.
No, that was good.
Which also came out last year, which was unbelievably great.
Yeah, that was great.
But I got to tell you, I do have one very unpopular Christmas movie opinion, and it always really upsets people generally. You know, It's a Wonderful Life is a classic Christmas film.
Right.
I hate it. Hate it. Can't stand it.
Why do you hate it?
And it's so depressing. He's like gonna kill himself. I'm like, Merry Christmas, everybody. Hey, you know what? I'm down on my luck a little. I should kill myself. Now here's an angel who's gonna save him. I hate it. I hate that movie so much.
That doesn't upset me, but I do love it. I love it. All right, your favorite Christmas movies. What do you got? Okay.
The best one ever. Die Hard.
Yeah!
Agreed.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother! Well, you know.
That's on all of our lists as well.
We were just discussing that in here, and in fact, it happens on Christmas Eve.
That's correct.
Dressed as Santa and
saves
the day.
It is a Christmas movie.
Agreed.
Hell yeah, that's the only one I think I watch, actually.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you. KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Your favorite Christmas movie?
Elf.
Is mine, too.
All right, you know what? That's the second one.
Elf is mine, too.
We watch it every year.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's a great one with Will Ferrell.
Yeah.
Love it.
Do you eat spaghetti while you're eating it, watching it?
With the maple syrup.
Damn straight. Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Kevin and brother.
Yo.
Guys.
We're good. Favorite Christmas movie?
So I definitely, I'm younger, so I grew up with the Santa Claus, the Disney movie, Santa Claus.
Sure, with
Tim Allen.
Tim Allen, yeah.
Tim Allen. Yeah, I loved all of them. And apparently there's a new one coming out, too. I'm not sure how I feel about it yet, but we'll see.
Yeah, you know, whenever they step up and do a sequel to the classic, you know, I'm always a little like, really? But generally...
I think this is like part four or something.
Wow. It is, yeah. It is.
Wow. And Kevin knows that. I thought you didn't like...
My
Christmas movie.
One of my kids loves that franchise.
Oh, okay. Right.
And we have to watch one per night. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, dude. Thank you very much. 818-955. They're starting to like Christmas movies.
Yep.
And they're starting to mention ones I like.
Oh, yeah.
I'm afraid.
Yep.
818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite Christmas movie.
I love that song. What a great song. Leonard Skinner.
That is strong.
One of my favorite Christmas songs. Oh, wait. That's not a Christmas song.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon talking about your favorite Christmas movies. What do you got?
Well, I just saw it last week on Amazon channel. It was called Violent Night.
Violent Night.
Violent Night is a good one.
Don't you like that one?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of head smashing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
True Christmas spirit.
I think you would love that one, Sluggo.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, it really brings the pain.
Sensible violence?
Yes.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Okay. Favorite Christmas movie?
Yes, please.
Believe it or not, it's Rambo First Blood.
Ah, why is that a Christmas movie?
It's at
Christmas trees in the jail.
That's right.
It is. It's at Christmas time.
Oh. So do you get as much grief about calling that a Christmas movie as people do with Die Hard?
Yeah, I do.
Well, we're on your side, man. First Blood, awesome. Rambo. Hey, and Nothing's Over is now my favorite Christmas movie.
Awesome. Thank you.
Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
Thank you, man. KLOS, hello.
Oh, hey. Favorite Christmas movie.
Yes, please.
Fred Claus.
That's his brother, right?
Yeah.
Who's in that?
Vince Vaughn.
He's always funny. Yeah, right. All right.
Dude, thank you for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I gotta say, Kevin and Sluggo, I freaking been fans of you from way back in the day, and I love to hear you guys on KLOS now.
Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Okay, my old school, like, horror Christmas movie I love is Gremlins, but recently I just watched Four Christmases, and I think that's freaking hilarious.
Four Christmases is pretty good.
So what is that? I don't know that one.
Who's in that?
Reese Witherspoon and Vince Vaughn.
Reese without her spoon.
See what you did?
It's funny.
Right on. Well, all right. With you and Kevin stamping good, approved, I guess maybe that's another one I'll have to...
Vince Vaughn is great.
Clap eyes on. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Christmas movies, Die Hard and Christmas Vacation.
Agreed and agreed. Both in my top five.
No, really?
Yep.
What is your top five?
So number five is Spirited.
Okay. Oh, really? From last year that you got my
Will
wife
Ferrell
and I to watch?
And Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, I have to admit, it's pretty good, even though it's a musical.
Number four is Christmas Vacation. Number three is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, that's good.
Number two is Die Hard. Number one is Elf.
Have you gone to the Bowl to see him do it?
I have.
Oh, nice. And number one is Elf.
Yep.
Wow. I can kind of see that. You remind me a little of Elf.
How dare you?
Dude, thank you for calling.
He's a child. How dare you?
818-955-KLOS.
Your favorite Christmas movies. Hello, KLOS. Tell us about your favorite Christmas movie.
Hi. Since Die Hard was already mentioned, I got to go with The First Lethal Weapon.
The First Lethal Weapon.
That was
That's
another
right.
Christmas movie.
That did happen at Christmas.
Weird how many of them are set at Christmas time.
That is true.
I wonder why Die Hard is the one that sticks in everyone's mind, though, for the most part.
I would guess because it's so argued over.
Yeah.
People argue about it so much. It's like, is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Are you a Die Hard Christmas fan? Do you watch it every year?
Not every year, but I watch it enough.
I think we watch it literally every year.
Yeah, same.
Pretty much. And I got to get to it soon. Thanks for calling, man. Have you seen the Bruce Willis in Event Christmas ornament?
No, I haven't.
It hangs on your tree, and it's him inside a vent, and it's awesome.
I haven't. That's great.
Hello, KLOS.
Oh, Home Alone.
Home Alone.
Hello, KLOS.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Christmas movies. What's your favorite?
I like Lethal Weapon Part 1.
Oh, nice. There's another one.
Yeah.
All
right on, man. Very cool. It's so cheerful. They're such happy movies.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin Sluggo? What's up, buddy?
Hey, we're talking about great Christmas movies.
What's your favorite?
I have two favorite Christmas movies, and people think I'm so dark for loving them.
Good. That's our kind of Christmas movie.
Jack Frost, absolute favorite.
All right.
Can't get through Christmas without it.
Right.
And then Scrooge with George C. Scott.
Oh, wow.
The only one, George C. Scott.
Oh, like,
in London, the real London accents, it's the best.
Oh, wow. 100% thought you meant Bill Murray. And it's funny because when I first saw that Bill Murray one, I really hated it. But I've come to appreciate it over the years.
I like Scrooge, but the original George C. Scott made in England version, Scrooge is the absolute best.
Good to know. And as George said in another movie, turn it off! Turn it off!
Give me five.
Bizarre.
In a row.
Well, we can do that. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
So, songs with the word tell in the title. T-E-L-L. What do you got? 818-955-KLOS. Or you can hit us up on Twitter.
If you're still there, at Kevin and Sluggo. U2T said, no new tale to tell. Loving Rockets.
Ooh, good one.
Hey, happy hump day, you guys.
To you as well?
Hey, come on, man.
You don't have to take it there.
Come on.
We're doing Give Me Five.
Songs with tell in the title.
Night Ranger, don't tell me you love me.
Well, after you told me a happy hump day, I don't think I will, sir.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Are we doing the title of the song?
Yes, we are.
Songs with tell in the title.
Yeah.
Tell us what you've got.
Darn. How about the Tell Me Straight by the Rolling Stones?
Ah, that's a gooder. Or Any Major Dude Will Tell You by Steely Dan. Is that what you're saying?
That one too, I guess.
I heard her.
Thank you for playing along.
Same.
Right on. Take care. Wow. We'll be right over.
Who's naked now?
One of my favorite questions.
Always the good one.
Who's naked now?
A naked woman in the river arrested for intoxication. This happened in South Dakota.
Oh, no. That's kind of cold.
A 35-year-old South Dakota woman was arrested about 4 p.m. on Monday in Klondike on charge of public intoxication. People called the police and said, there's a woman in the river. She's naked. And she seems like she's really high. And I found that fascinating because usually when you see someone naked, that's the call.
Right.
Immediately.
Right. But
you don't assess.
They don't also go on to say in a river and apparently not sober.
Deputies responded and found her. They were finally able to convince her to come to shore.
Well, you guys, what? I'm busy being naked in the river.
The fire department took her to the hospital. They found her car, which was flipped over
in
a cul-de-sac, and apparently she had run from the car, taking her clothes off into the river.
Oh, that is what you're supposed to do.
That's what they tell you to do.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. When you're really high and you flip your car specifically in a cul-de-sac, you run from it at top speed.
I'm surprised she knew this as high as she was.
Me too. Yeah. We learned that in eighth grade in the driver's ed class. It was awesome.
Deputies were called back at 9 p.m. to the hospital where they dropped her off because she was causing a scene.
What?
Refusing to put on clothes and find a way home.
No, I'll stay here, and I'm going to be naked. You got a river.
So the police came back to the hospital. They dropped her off in and arrested her and took her to jail.
She could have gone home and been as naked as she pleased.
Yep.
Maybe in the backyard, maybe on the roof for a while. But no, she just had
to stay naked and go right to jail. You know those South Dakotans.
Always naked, always in rivers, always flipping cars upside down.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. It is time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A security guard at a hospital was arrested for having sex with a body in the morgue.
Oh, that story is one of the most painful I think you've brought to the table over the years.
She didn't feel anything. And what's up with Florida? A woman tried to buy $800 worth of products at a Walmart with fake money, and when she was caught, she tried to eat it.
I do believe things are really going insane. I don't know what. I don't even know what to say to that. Yeah, I mean, that's just what?
It's what's happening these days. Wow. And you get another shot at the KLOS name game tomorrow morning.
And if you get it wrong, you have to eat $6,000.
That's correct.
And I will see you tomorrow. I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
That is a new thing from Mick Mars, Loyal to the Lie. Nice and loud as always. Kevin, I don't know, where do you fall on Christmas music every year? How do you feel about it?
I hate all of the old Christmas music.
Yeah.
And I'm good with new Christmas.
Oh, really?
By old, I mean traditional.
Right.
Like Silent Night, all that stuff. I don't need to hear that stuff.
Oh, come all ye faithful. Nope. Well, I believe that Mick Mars agrees with you because he posted, if you go to his Twitter about four posts back, asking, are you playing music yet? Christmas music yet? And I don't know if you can see that picture, but this gentleman is flipping off the camera. So, Mick Mars there, Loyal to the Lie. How much is in the kitty?
$6,000.
Should we give away the kitty sometime soon?
Yeah, we'll do that before 4 o'clock. It's the KLOS name game. We are stuck at $6,000. We're going to keep doing it until somebody wins it. It is the KLOS name game. You can play right now by calling us at 818-955-KLOS. We'll take caller 25. Good luck.
What's that?
The name game.
Oh, that sounds fun. I don't know how to play it. You
for
played this?
$6,000. I have, yeah.
Oh, really?
I'll lead you through it.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
KLOS, who's this?
This is Joe.
Joe, you're caller 25.
Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
Cool.
Get a shot at $6,000 plus tickets for Iron Maiden at the Forum next October.
Woo! You got to take your Barbie dolls with you if you win that.
We are looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
Last couple of guesses, Joe, were flight attendant and, wow, what the hell is that? Paleontologist. I guess Matt took a paleontologist Barbie guess. That's incorrect. What do you think it is? For $6,000.
I'm going to guess McDonald's worker, fast food.
McDonald's worker, fast food Barbie. Is that correct, young Kevin? Keith, fries!
It's a ding on the fries.
Yeah.
And a buzz on his guess.
Sorry, man. So that means next hour we're going to play for
$6,000.
Whoa.
You betcha. You betcha. $6,000 for the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS. Good luck.
Hit it. Let's.
Who is this?
It's Dave.
Dave, you're caller 25.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you. You get to play the KLOS name game. It's worth $6,000, and you know we're looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
But Dave, did you know the last couple of guesses were McDonald's fast food worker Barbie and flight attendant Barbie? Those weren't right. Who do you think it is, Dave?
Okay, I got two guesses.
Nope, one.
We will slap you hard. We will take a Barbie and shove it in your throat.
You can only have one.
Okay. I'm going to go Air Force Barbie.
Air Force Barbie. Bum, ba, da, da. Up, up, and away.
Hold on. Was it my singing?
That was your singing, and I was buzzing.
I'm sorry.
And also the guess was also wrong.
Right on, Dave. All thanks right. for trying. Next hour, between six, 5 and 6.
$6,000. $6,000?
Yeah. Let's
anyone?
Take it, please.
It's the KLOS name game. We'll take caller 25, 818-955. KLOS, good luck.
All right, let's give away some money, shall we?
Hit it. $6,000.
$6,000. Take our money.
KLOS, who is this?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole.
Nicole, you're caller 25.
Hi, guys. Yay.
Well done. It's the KLOS name game for $6,000. As you know, we are looking for the name of one of Barbie's professions over the years.
And the last couple of guesses, Nicole, were Air Force Barbie and McDonald's fast food worker Barbie. Those were wrong. What do you think it is for $6,000?
Okay, model.
Model.
Model Barbie.
Yeah, her first job.
Her first job, you said?
Yeah.
Or your first job?
It was okay. My first job.
All right. Before this gets any more uncomfortable. Thank
sorry,
you for
Nicole.
Trying.
All right. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., the amount is going to be with Heidi and Frank.
$6,000.
What did you say?
Bon Jovi landed at number one on the U.S. singles charts on this day in rock in 1986. It was their first large hit. It was You Give Love a Bad Name.